It's meant to be opened, explored, pursued. It's made to be read, reread, applied, and used. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, with wisdom, life-changing, to lead us on. It's made for guidance, to teach us His ways, showing what's true, right, and worthy of praise. It's meant to be hidden, deep in our hearts, daily examined as the morning starts. No greater glimpse of God do we have, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Well, welcome to Southwoods Christian Church. We are so glad that you are here with us this morning, whether you joined us in person or you're viewing online. You just made that decision to come and to worship our God. And so we're going to do that this morning. So I'm going to invite you to stand and sing with us. We're going to sing about His Word and how we can trust in God.
And He rose.
and greet one another this morning. So good to see you all. So I love getting to see you all greet one another and catch up. We're going to continue to worship, sing about what we believe and what we know is true about our Father and the gospel, what we hear in His Word. Sing this out. I believe in the blood. Washed as white as snow, I believe in the power of the gospel. Still makes a broken whole. I believe that the curse of sin was broken when they rolled away that stone. I believe, I believe, I believe. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see.
See you.
Ourselves and pray that you will heal our land, God. And Lord, we do. Even in the midst of a broken world, God, we see your goodness. We see your goodness, God, in creation and in the fact that we have hope in Jesus, God, and forgiveness because of him, Lord. Lord, that's what we believe this morning. Help us, Lord. Help us to just believe that with full confidence, the rise in confidence, God, as we cling to you and your word, we hold to your truth and your promises. And Lord, we can only do that because we know that you never change, you never fail. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We just praise you for who you are. We thank you for that this morning, Lord. We lift this up in your son's name. Amen. And we're going to continue to sing about his word and how we can stand on that and hold to his promises. So let's sing this together.
Veil of darkness fell. And the church of Christ will say, the word was, the word is, the word will be forever and ever. The word was, the word is, the word will be forever and ever.
Yes, Lord. You are forever and ever. Amen. We have one more song that we're gonna sing, and it's a new one, so just encourage you to, you can stay standing, but I encourage you to just to hold fast to the lyrics and trust in Him. I hope that as you read them and as you sing them and meditate on them, that you'll be reminded that we can stand on His word if it's true forever and ever. Let's sing this together.
How I thought things should have been. I'm listening for your voice while I'm in the wilderness. I know that you are close when all seems lost and desolate. Oh, my soul, hope in the Lord again. Lean back and rest in Him. He keeps His promises, and oh my soul, trust in the Lord again. Lean back and rest in Him. He keeps His promises.
Yes. morning. Forgot I need to do that. Welcome to Southwoods again. What a beautiful morning we've already had. Thank you, worship team. I hope you've been blessed already. Yeah, I know I have. Thank you, Lord. And it's so good to see you here. My name's Lori Montague. I'm Pastor Greg's wife and also one of the ministry partners here at Southwoods. And we've come to the time of our service where we want to continue to worship by receiving our tithes and offerings, our morning offerings. And so I'm going to just invite our Connect team to come forward. And just a reminder, you know, that if you call Southwoods your church home and if you come prepared to give, you can give today. You can also give online. You can also send it in via mail. But we just want you to know we are so blessed by your generosity and your faithfulness to help support the ministries here financially of Southwoods and literally the ministries in this community and all around the world. So thank you for your ways of giving. And we just ask God to bless you as you do give. So thank you for that. We also want to draw your attention to a few things that are happening here at Southwoods right now. This is March 4th. It's the first Sunday in March. So it's always a special time in all the churches in our community because we are kind of marching toward the cross, if you will. We're marching toward Easter Sunday. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. But I do just want you to know that there's a Connect card in front of you. You can scan that code and you can get all the information that you need about Southwoods. You can fill out forms, sign up for stuff. So please use that Connect card to stay connected and also to communicate with us anything that you'd like to share or how we could maybe be praying for you as well. And regarding Resurrection Sunday, it's just 4 weeks away. It's the last Sunday of March. It's March 31st. And we love Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, so much. It really does change everything if you think about it. And we love it so much that we want to give you an opportunity to come two times that day. We're having services at 9 o'clock and also at 10:30. And really just want you to save that date, get it on your calendars, invite your friends, invite your family. It's always such a wonderful celebration that we serve a Lord who is no longer dead. But as I used to tell the children, he is alive and that tomb is absolutely empty. And so we hope that you'll come and celebrate with us on that day. The resurrection, because it does change everything. We have freedom over death. We have freedom over sin. We have hope of eternal life. So we hope that you come. And just before that, we also have another thing we want to make sure you get on your calendars, and that's the Passover Seder. And that's going to be happening on Wednesday night. That's the 27th at 6:30 p.m. right here in the auditorium. And it's a thing that we've been doing for a number of years here at Southwoods. And it's a family meal. We come together to celebrate the Passover Seder. Now, you might be saying that's a Jewish thing, right? And it is. But remember, our Lord and Savior Jesus was Jewish. We know for a fact that he celebrated this feast every year. It was at the Lord's Supper that he was actually celebrating a Passover Seder. And so when you come together, we do a Jewish feast. But what we found is this ancient feast gives us glimpses of our Lord and Savior because the scriptures tell us that he is our Passover lamb. And whether you've put the blood over the doorposts of your home or you've put the blood like I have over the doorposts of my heart, it is the blood of Jesus that allows us to enter in even now. It is the blood of Jesus that brings us salvation. And so that night, we hope that you'll come. Please let us know because we want to make sure we set enough tables for you and enough places. We have a light meal and it's just always an amazing time. So please make sure that you think about coming to the Passover Seder and let us know if you can come. With those two events in mind and all the other things that are happening here at Southwoods, I want to kind of transition now into a time of focused prayer. We've been doing this every week on Sunday, and what we'd like to do is just kind of have a prayer focus this morning with, again, those two ideas in mind, Resurrection Sunday, which is right around the corner, and also this Passover Seder, the opportunity to remember the blood of Christ. And so this morning, I want you just with me to take a deep breath. If you will, I kind of need that.